The Less You Know, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Junwei looks at him with slightly raised eyebrows and an exceedingly dry look on his face, like he can't believe that the Jiayunlan just suggested that he'd stay behind and let the SID go off to investigate the reports about strange things happening in the countryside without. In Jiayunlan's defense, the last year has been kind of quiet, and the chance of there being some rogue D-Singer out there causing trouble seems rather small. And Shenwei does have some kind of important lecture, with people from out of town coming to listen to him even. He's been preparing for it for weeks, and Jiayunlan doesn't think this is any reason to cancel it. "You're busy, Shenwei, and we can always call you if we need you," Jiayunlan says, with a small shrug. "It's probably nothing anyway," Jiayunlan adds with a small wave of his hand. "Chief, don't say that. Now there's bound to be something," one of the newbies whines. "And really, someone is clearly teaching them bad habits." Jiayunlan glares at the offender, who doesn't quite scurry away to hide, but at least takes a small step back to use Xiao Guo as a shield. "Good. They should have some respect for their chief." "I can cancel," Shunwei starts saying, and Jiayunlan whips his head back in Shunwei's direction. There's a worried frown on his face now, instead of that earlier disbelief. "See, this is why newbies should learn to keep their mouths shut." "No, no," Jiayunlan quickly interrupts Shunwei, patting at the air with his hands. "You don't need to cancel anything. Like I said, we can just call you if..." Jiayunlan falters for a moment, seeing the deepening frown on Shunwei's face. "I'll call you and tell you about anything we find," Jiayunlan amends. If Shenwei would actually consent to carry a mobile phone, Jiayunlan would probably be sending him a constant stream of messages. But as it is, he actually has to call Shenwei at a time where he's either in his office or at home. Jiayunlan might have Shenwei's schedule memorized, but sadly, things out in the field don't always happen on a convenient schedule. Shenwei sighs, and Jiayunlan knows he's won this one. Shunwei really has been looking forward to that lecture. "Very well," Shunwei agrees, sounding none too happy about it. Jiayunlan can see the way he looks over at Chu Shuzhi. Chu Shuzhi nods at him slightly. Really, everyone is just blatantly ignoring Jiayunlan's authority these days. "Okay then, we'll leave tomorrow morning," Jiayunlan declares. He listens for a moment as Xiao Guo starts telling the newbies to dress adequately and to pack. A whole host of things Jiayunlan would probably have forgotten about. Da Qing rolls his eyes at the lecture and then wanders off toward the kitchen, probably in search for snacks. "Right then," Jiayunlan says once Xiao Guo seems mostly done. "I'm sure you can handle things here for now. I'll go home to... pack." He looks at Shenwei with a raised eyebrow and a suggestive smile. They're not going to see each other for days, at least. Jiayunlan is sure packing won't take all that long. Shenwei makes a little disapproving noise at Jiayunlan's shamelessness, but the look he's giving Jiayunlan is fondly indulgent. Jiayunlan pops his lollipop into his mouth and grins. Look, in Jiayunlan's defense, he really wasn't expecting aliens. Not of the actual crashed spaceship kind, anyway. The fact that his phone doesn't have a signal is less unexpected all the way out here. Shenwei is just never going to agree to stay behind ever again. Not that Jiayunlan's first thought when he sees an actual spaceship is to call Shenwei. His team is perfectly capable of handling this without Shenwei's help. And Shenwei has other things to think about. No reason to bother him with something... well, probably far from insignificant, but not something that needs Shenwei's immediate presence. But then Chu Shuzhi glares at the computer console on what Jiayunlan is assuming is the bridge of the small ship. Like it has personally insulted him and declares, "I know that script." Jiayunlan has to ask, before Chu Shuzhi admits, that he's only seen something similar in Dixing and can't actually read the script. "Teacher Shun would know more," Chu Shuzhi tells him. For a moment, Jiayunlan almost wants to ask if Chu Shuzhi is making this up, so that Jiayunlan will call Shunwei. Chu Shuji is sadly far more loyal to Shun Wei than he is Jia Yunlan, a position Jia Yunlan can entirely sympathize with. But that's not something Chu Shuji would actually do, and definitely not in a situation like this. Besides, he'd probably just contact Shun Wei on his own if it comes to that. So he ends up sending Xiao Guo with one of the newbies back to where they can get a signal and call Shun Wei. The rest of the team stay with the ship in case any aliens show up. The fact that they haven't found any aliens to go with the spaceship is just a bit worrying. It's not necessarily anything sinister, but Jia Yunlan would prefer to know where they went. He thinks the only reason they've been able to get inside the small ship in the first place is because it's probably damaged somehow. Surely, even spaceships would have locks otherwise. It's not like they just sit around and do nothing, but despite their best efforts, they can't find any signs of anyone close by. As the time stretches out without either Xiao Guo or Shun Wei in sight, Jia Yunlan wonders if he should have sent Chu Shuji with Xiao Guo too. With Xiao Guo's luck, it's at least possible that he'd somehow manage to wander into the aliens in question. But Xiao Guo can take care of himself, and there hadn't been any sign of anyone on the way here. So it seemed more likely that the aliens would come back to the ship, or were long gone already. Besides, Shun Wei won't be in his office at this time, and Xiao Guo will have to get someone to deliver a message to him before actually getting hold of Shun Wei. It might take some time. Jia Yunlan has given up on poking around in the bushes, or whatever it is that the others are doing at this point. That's what he has underlings for, anyway. Someone had tried poking at something inside the spaceship. It hadn't been Jia Yunlan. And there had been some kind of alarming noises before a lot of nothing happened. But it had prompted Jia Yunlan to make the firm decision that no one is going inside the spaceship before Shun Wei gets there. If Shun Wei can actually read some of that stuff, it'll make poking at things a lot less dangerous. If Shun Wei can't read the script, well, maybe Jia Yunlan should have asked Xiao Guo to call Lin Jing too. Technically, Lin Jing works with Li Qian these days. But the SID science newbie is far more cautious than Lin Jing has ever been, and sometimes you just need someone who isn't too afraid of blowing something up along the way. Jia Yunlan drums his feet against the rock he's sitting on, and sucks at his lollipop, and ignores the way Chu Shuji intermittently sends a glare in his direction. It's possibly not entirely undeserved. Jia Yunlan is getting a tiny bit worried about Xiao Guo too. Maybe they should go after them. He keeps staring at the spaceship, like it might suddenly vanish. It's still just a bit hard to believe. Well, Jia Yunlan is well aware that aliens exist. He's sleeping with one, after all. There's another one glaring daggers at him right now. But somehow that's not quite the same as seeing an actual spaceship. Look, he's perfectly aware that the Alliance headquarters used to be a spaceship at some point. But it had been too big and somehow it just hadn't quite felt like this. He's really not too sure where the difference is. Maybe it's just the 10,000 years of time that's passed. He's just about to get up and tell everyone that they're leaving, when a sudden wind picks up, cold seeping into the air around them, and he hears a distinct sound of a portal being ripped into the fabric of reality. That's a bit more drama than Shun Wei usually goes in for when it's just the SID. That might be telling as far as his mood goes. Shun Wei is probably not going to let Jia Yunlan leave home alone for a good while. It's nice that he worries about Jia Yunlan, but sometimes it's just a bit excessive. Jia Yunlan looks over just in time to see the newbie stumble on his feet as he materializes out of the portal. Xiao Guo, on the other hand, seems entirely steady. It's not too long ago that he'd have been the one stumbling over his own feet and trying not to throw up, Jia Yunlan muses. To her credit, the newbie seems to recover pretty fast and just looks faintly nauseous as Shun Wei finally makes his not-all-that-dramatic-after-all entrance. He's not even in the robes and mask. The first thing Shun Wei's eyes find is Jia Yunlan, like there isn't a whole damn spaceship right there. Jiayunlan smiles at him, despite the way Shen Wei is frowning at him. Jiayunlan's heart makes a little flip in his chest at one more proof of exactly where Shen Wei's priorities are. Jiayunlan pulls the lollipop out of his mouth with a little pop and doesn't miss the way Shen Wei's eyes flick down to his lips for a moment. "I guess I was wrong about there being nothing out here," he says casually. He wishes the others weren't around, so he could just walk up to Shen Wei and kiss him like he wants to. But Shen Wei isn't exactly comfortable with that level of public affection, and this is quite possibly not the time. Shen Wei's frown deepens a bit, and he finally looks at the actual spaceship, still sitting right there. A big piece of not all that shiny metal that definitely sticks out in the middle of some fallen trees. Jiayunlan pushes himself away from the rock he's been sitting on and walks up next to Shen Wei. "But you have to admit, you weren't expecting that either." That earns him a look of fond exasperation. Jiayunlan stops close enough to Shen Wei that their arms brush against each other. He lets his fingers brush against Shen Wei's for a second, and it's like some unseen knot unravels inside Jiayunlan even at that brief contact. Whether or not Shen Wei can shed any light on the spaceship situation, it'll still be easier to deal with whatever comes their way, with Shen Wei right here with him. Shen Wei looks at the spaceship again. Jiayunlan isn't quite sure what to make of the expression on his face. Shen Wei looks uneasy. "Did you go inside?" Shen Wei asks after a moment of silence. The rest of the group has gathered around them now, like they're just waiting for Shen Wei to do something. Jiayunlan makes a small dismissive noise, and then has to admit to the truth anyway. "We had to make sure there was no one here," he says reasonably. Shen Wei gives him an exceedingly dry look, and Jiayunlan shrugs, sticking his lollipop back into his mouth. "Yeah, they all know he would have gone inside anyway. But it's a spaceship. How could he not?" Shen Wei doesn't say anything more before he walks up to the spaceship. Jiayunlan follows him quietly. For a moment, Shen Wei hesitates next to it. They'd left the hatch open, mostly because Jiayunlan had been reluctant for anyone to touch anything more. And who knows, they might accidentally just lock themselves out. Jiayunlan notices the way Shen Wei closes his eyes for a moment and takes a deep breath before stepping inside. Quickly, Jiayunlan turns to look at the rest of the team. "The rest of you stay out here," he orders them, before hurrying after Shen Wei. The spaceship isn't exactly big or complicated in layout, and there are no wrong turns to take before they're on the bridge again. Shen Wei stands there in front of some alien consoles and just looks at them. And then he just keeps looking. Jiayunlan shifts slightly, sucking at the remnants of his lollipop. "So, anything?" Jiayunlan asks at last, when he can't stand waiting anymore. Shen Wei makes a small, startled noise, like he'd forgotten Jiayunlan was there. Shen Wei never forgets Jiayunlan is there. "Oh," Shen Wei says quietly, "yes, it's old Dixing script. Well, almost. I suppose there's been time for some things to change." He sounds like his thoughts might not be quite in the here and now. Jiayunlan wonders for the first time what kind of memories this might be pulling up for Shen Wei. The whole spaceship aspect of it had distracted him from the realization that this might actually affect Shen Wei on a personal level. He steps a bit closer and takes Shen Wei's hand. "Are you okay, Xia Wei?" Jiayunlan asks. Shen Wei looks away from whatever he's been looking at and concentrates on Jiayunlan. The smile he gives Jiayunlan looks a bit faint. "I didn't think I'd see anything like this again," Shen Wei says quietly. Jiayunlan is surprised at the honesty. They've been working on it, but Shen Wei still isn't the best at it. For a moment, it's enough to distract Jiayunlan from what Shen Wei's words might actually mean. Jiayunlan's eyes go wide with the surprise as the realization hits and he asks, "You've seen this before?" It's possible that Shen Wei was just talking about the script, but the way he's been looking at the spaceship. Jayunan is pretty sure that's not it. Shen Wei doesn't say anything, just takes a small step closer to the computer console and reaches out with his free hand. He quickly and deftly pushes at the screens, and suddenly everything around them lights up. Shen Wei pulls his hand away from the console and still doesn't say anything. Doesn't even look at Jayunlan. Just grips his hand a bit tighter. Jayunlan stares at the spaceship that he's pretty sure Shen Wei has just turned on. "You don't use computers," he says inanely. Hell, he can't even get Shen Wei to touch a mobile phone. "No, not Haixing ones," Shen Wei answers. Jayunlan's mind is reeling, and he wonders how much there is about Shen Wei's past that he's just been assuming. It's not like they've ever sat down and talked about Shen Wei's childhood, even if Shen Wei has told him parts of it. Somehow, anything like spaceships or alien technology hasn't quite come up. Jayunlan tries to shake off his surprise and concentrate on the more immediate situation. "Can you tell if this thing is still working?" Shen Wei stares at the console for a moment, his hand gripping Jayunlan's tightly. There's a little furrow between his brows, and he seems to be concentrating on something. Then, a bit more hesitantly than before, he reaches out to tap at the console. Text and some kind of diagrams appear. Some of it is floating above the console, even. Shen Wei's frown deepens, and he keeps pushing things, pausing to read whatever information the spaceship is giving him. Jayunlan is just going to assume that Shen Wei knows what he's doing. It's still hard to believe that Shen Wei, the most technology-resistant person Jayunlan knows, would just know how to... what? Use a spaceship? If it came down to it, would Shen Wei know how to fly this thing? "So, want to share?" Jayunlan eventually prompts. It's probably telling that Shen Wei still hasn't let go of his hand, even when it seems a bit awkward for him at times to only be working with one hand. Shen Wei glances at him. The look on his face still seems a bit distant. "There's damage to the..." Shen Wei hesitates for a moment, and Jayunlan has the sudden realization that he must be searching for the right word, because whatever all that text has been telling Shen Wei, it's not in any language Jayunlan recognizes. Shen Wei grimaces slightly and settles on engines. "Is it something that can be fixed?" Jayunlan asks. The answer to that might be some kind of hint as to whether or not the aliens themselves are coming back anytime soon. Does the fact that Shen Wei can read that script, can use the spaceship, mean that the aliens are, well, whatever the Dixing Ren were before Dixing? Shen Wei hesitates again, apparently scrolls over to another diagram and frowns at it for a bit. None of it tells Jayunlan anything, and he's not sure how the hell it's telling Shen Wei anything either. "I think so," Shen Wei says slowly, "but perhaps not without replacement parts that can't be manufactured on this ship." "All right, so the aliens might have gone looking for something they could use. Is there anything we can do to help?" Jayunlan asks. "Maybe they can just help fix the ship somehow and have their alien visitors back on their way to, well, wherever they're going." Shen Wei's head whips in his direction, his hand clenching around Jayunlan's hard enough to hurt. Jayunlan makes a small, pained noise, and Shen Wei quickly lets go of his hand, his look of shock being replaced with contrition. "Okay, so Jayunlan is getting the feeling like Shen Wei might not want to help said aliens. Want to tell me why helping them would be a bad idea?" Jayunlan asks, before they get distracted by any apologies for hurting Jayunlan. Shen Wei closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. Jayunlan wants to reach out to him again, so he does, gripping Shen Wei's forearm lightly. Shen Wei opens his eyes and looks at Jayunlan. "We were refugees, I suppose. I was born after the escape, but all of us were taught about the place we came from." "We can't let them find us again, Jayunlan," Shen Wei tells him, hard, cold determination settling on his face. Jiaolan has a lot of questions, but most of them aren't important right now. Most of it is ancient history, Jiaolan thinks wryly, his heart aching for Shen Wei. It's been at least 10,000 years, he points out. Do you really think they'd still be looking for you? They're here, Shen Wei says shortly. Yeah, well, he supposes that's a fair point. It doesn't matter if it's intentional or not. They're still here. Don't you think things have changed out there after all this time? Jiaolan asks calmly. Judging by the look on Shen Wei's face, he might be ready to murder the aliens on sight. Knowing Shen Wei as he does, that's not just a figure of speech. We could at least try to talk to them, Jiaolan suggests. Shen Wei pulls away from him, turning back to the screens he'd been looking at before. He jabs angrily at them, his movements quick and agitated as he swipes through some kind of text, and then makes some quick entries into the computer again. Then he stops suddenly, his eyes locked on whatever the script hovering above the screens is currently saying. No, Shen Wei says, and he sounds cold and unyielding. It takes Jiaolan a moment to realize that that might be an answer to his previous suggestion. Shen Wei? Jiaolan asks, taking a step closer and placing one hand on the small of Shen Wei's back. He looks at the script Shen Wei is staring at, like he might suddenly understand some of it. He can feel how dense Shen Wei is. They haven't changed, Jiaolan. They might have forgotten about us, but they haven't changed. Well, Shen Wei sounds very sure about that. Jiaolan isn't in for murder, but if it comes to it, Jiaolan knows he's not going to endanger the whole planet, or anyone on it, just to keep his own conscience clear. How can you be sure? Jiaolan asks. This is a scout ship, Shen Wei says. His voice is calm, but there's something grim in it. They keep a log. Jiaolan suddenly isn't sure he wants to know. So, bureaucracy is universal, huh? Jiaolan says in a weak attempt at a joke. Shen Wei tilts his head slightly, and Jiaolan will take that as a yes. Shouldn't that be encrypted or password protected or something? Maybe whatever had damaged the door into the ship had been enough to damage that too, but that sounds a bit far-fetched. It is, Shen Wei answers him. But I'm special. I learn. He's never heard Shen Wei sound so bitter about his own powers, and Jiaolan wonders if those words mean something different in this context. All right, Jiaolan says finally, getting back to what they're actually talking about. But let me talk to them first, at least, he adds quietly. It's not really a request. Shen Wei turns his head toward Jiaolan, and they're close enough that he can feel Shen Wei's breath against his skin. Shen Wei nods his head slightly. Jiaolan smiles at him as best he can. He leans in to kiss Shen Wei's cheek. Thank you. He steps away from Shen Wei and huffs out a slightly unsteady breath. I guess we have some aliens to find. Any suggestions? It turns out that Shen Wei does have a suggestion. The fact that it involves the use of technology still feels kind of wrong. At least it's alien technology, Jiaolan thinks a bit nonsensically. He's so going to remind Shen Wei of this the next time Jiaolan tries to talk him into getting a mobile phone and he refuses. Apparently, the aliens are likely to have some kind of communication devices on them, and the ship can track those, or contact them, or whatever it does. If the ship was in orbit, it would be easier to locate them, Shen Wei tells him, and he seems more grounded now, like deciding on a course of action has solved whatever issues he might have had. Jiaolan blinks at Shen Wei. It still sounds entirely wrong for Shen Wei to say things like that. The range is far more limited from here. Jiaolan blinks again, and then forces himself to actually think about what Shen Wei is saying, as he watches Shen Wei poke at the screens before him. It seems to Jia Yunnan like he's more confident about it the longer he keeps at it. Maybe he's just been out of practice, and it's all coming back now. So, if they've gotten too far, we're out of luck? Jia Yunnan asks. You should ask Shen Wei how long the ship's been here. Surely that's information that can be found somewhere in there. That would maybe give them some idea of how far the aliens might have gotten. The reports of strange lights and noises outside had happened 3 nights ago. That might be when the ship had landed, though you'd think something that seemed to have been a not-too-controlled landing might have been more noticeable than that. But it's not like Jia Yunlan knows anything about spaceship, so who's he to say? Shen Wei hums thoughtfully and doesn't look away from the screens. It might be possible to make use of the communication satellites to widen the range, he says a bit absent-mindedly, like most of his concentration isn't on what he's saying. Jia Yunlan narrows his eyes as he looks at the back of Shen Wei's head. You actually know how mobile phones work, don't you? Jia Yunlan says with a mix of suspicion and triumph. Well, maybe not the individual phones, but he knows about communication satellites. He's definitely bringing this up later. Shen Wei is not getting away from getting that phone this time. Shen Wei looks up for a second, giving Jia Yunlan that doe-eyed look of innocence. Oh no, Jia Yunlan is not buying it. I've never used one, Shen Wei says, his long lashes sweeping down as he blinks at Jia Yunlan. Jia Yunlan can't help laughing. I'm sure you haven't, Jia Yunlan agrees. But I'm pretty sure you could figure it out if you wanted to. Jia Yunlan gives a meaningful look at the alien computer thing that Shen Wei now seems entirely comfortable using. Shen Wei looks back at it and goes back to work doing something. Jia Yunlan really has no idea, but he's just going to assume it'll get them an actual answer. Suddenly, there's something that looks kind of like a map hovering in the air above the console. The red dot seems pretty self-explanatory. Shen Wei takes a small step back, letting Jia Yunlan see better. I don't like carrying something on me that keeps track of my location, Shen Wei admits quietly. Jia Yunlan should be paying attention to the map, but instead, he looks at Shen Wei. Shen Wei is staring at the map, and the look on his face is painful to see. Jia Yunlan steps up next to Shen Wei. Right at this moment, with all the new information that's suddenly been dumped on Jia Yunlan, that admission makes a lot more sense. He grabs Shen Wei's hand again and squeezes. I'll stop pestering you about it then, Jia Yunlan says. He tries to dismiss the cold hand of guilt grasping at his insides. Shen Wei had never told him why he doesn't want to use mobile phones. Jia Yunlan couldn't have known. He'll just drop it from now on. If Shen Wei doesn't want one, he doesn't want one. It's not like they haven't managed just fine so far. They'll just stick to weird magic smoke and letters. Sure, it's all some kind of desync powers, probably, but sometimes that really looks a lot like magic. Jia Yunlan just never says that in front of Lin Jing. He'd never hear the end of it otherwise. There's a small noise from Shen Wei, and Jia Yunlan just squeezes his hand again and doesn't say anything. One day, when there's more time and they're not in the middle of a small emergency, he'll ask Shen Wei about all of this. So, that's where they are. Jia Yunlan turns his head a bit sideways and squints at the thing. He knows it's a map, it just looks a bit off. And he's not sure if it's just that he's used to maps being flat and on a screen. We can't exactly take that with us. And our phones don't have any signal here, so even if you stay... Shen Wei interrupts him before he can get any further. You're not going near them without me, he says firmly. Yeah, Jia Yunlan wasn't planning on it at this point. He's not entirely sure what the aliens can do, and it's better not to take any chances. He trusts Shen Wei to keep his promise about letting Jia Yunlan talk to them first, before he does anything permanent. I won't, Jailan just says. He squints at the map for a moment longer. You know, it's really hard to figure out where that actually is, without any points of reference. Shunwei makes an amused huff. Like, Jiayunlan's inferior map-reading skills are funny. Can you actually hack into our communication satellites and send that to us somehow? Jiayunlan asks, feeling very unsure about that suggestion. The look Shunwei gives him proves that feeling correct. No, Jiayunlan asks. I'm not exactly familiar with Haixing technology, Jiayunlan, Shunwei says, before he adds wryly. You know that. Jiayunlan grins at him, and then because he really just needs to, presses a kiss to Shunwei's lips. He means it to be short and quick, but somehow they both end up lingering for a moment. Jiayunlan pulls away before they can get too distracted. He breathes in a lungful of air and tries to ignore the way his skin prickles, and how he really just wants to press himself up against Shunwei right now, and keep on kissing him. I'm kind of re-evaluating what I think about you and technology here, Jiayunlan says lightly. Shunwei blinks at him, with his innocent doe eyes, and Jiayunlan snorts softly. He leans in to give Shunwei a quick kiss on the lips. Yeah, he's just not buying that. Shunwei holds on to Jiayunlan, and doesn't let him step away. Shunwei? Jiayunlan asks, lifting an eyebrow at him. Shunwei doesn't quite meet Jiayunlan's eyes. I'm sorry, Jiayunlan, for not telling you before about... Shunwei's shoulders lift in the faintest of shrugs, and he lets the sentence trail off into silence. Jiayunlan lifts a hand to trail along Shunwei's cheek, lightly pressing his fingers against the side of Shunwei's face until he looks back at Jiayunlan. He smiles at Shunwei and says, Hey, it's not like I've told you everything about my childhood either. Shunwei huffs, and Jiayunlan doesn't need him to tell him that he doesn't think that that comparison quite holds water. We agreed to stay away from the lies, Jiayunlan says gently, trying not to make that any kind of accusation. They've talked, yelled, through that particular argument a few times already. That doesn't mean you have to tell me everything. Jiayunlan would love to know everything about Shunwei. And Jiayunlan is damn well curious by nature. But both of them are allowed some privacy. Shunwei isn't obligated to pull out every painful memory from his past for Jiayunlan's amusement. And really, who would have guessed that this would ever come up? Jiayunlan adds, with a small laugh. Shunwei seems to relax a bit, and Jiayunlan ignores the faint sting in his own heart. He hates that this, the lies and the secrets, that they should be past already, is still an issue. Having squandered enough time already, Jiayunlan takes a step back. Shunwei lets him go this time, with a soft exhalation of breath that sounds regretful. Jiayunlan throws him a quick grin and grabs his hand. There's still no one to actually see them in here, and Jiayunlan doesn't want to let go any more than Shunwei does. So, can you take us there? Jiayunlan asks, nodding toward the map hovering in the air, and the red dot that really doesn't seem to have moved much. That might just be an effect of the scale, though. Jiayunlan squints at the map again. Whatever the scale actually is. Yes, I can, Shunwei says. All right, well, that's an easy enough solution then. Let's go get the others. The others, it turns out, when they get out of the now closed spaceship, are getting just a bit worried. The door just suddenly shut, Xiao Guo explains to them with a small nervous stammer and a gesture toward the spaceship. The stammer isn't usually there anymore, and he really must have been worried for it to come out now. Oh, that must have happened when Shunwei turned the spaceship on, Jiayunlan says casually. He's a bit disappointed in the response, really, since only Xiao Guo looks properly surprised. Well, at least he stares at Shunwei with disbelief, before catching himself and looking away with what sounds like a mumbled apology. The newbies just don't know Shen Wei well enough. Even if they can't have missed the fact that Shen Wei doesn't use most modern technology if he can avoid it. Ugh. There really has to be more to it than not wanting to carry a mobile phone with him. Shen Wei would hardly need to carry a computer everywhere. But that's something for Jiayunlan to think about another time. Jiayunlan looks at Da Qing, who looks bored and uninterested now that both Jiayunlan and Shen Wei are visibly fine. With not much hope of any kind of reaction, Jiayunlan glances at Chu Shuzhi. Well, that faintly raised eyebrow might be a surprise, he supposes. But Chu Shuzhi is far too loyal to Shen Wei to actually express any kind of doubts about him. Jiayunlan sighs. Fine, be like that, he mutters under his breath, and then grins brightly at everyone. Well, Hei Lao Ge here can take us to the aliens, he says, clapping his hands together. They don't need a whole explanation about how that's possible, especially with the disappointing lack of reaction to Shun Wei's sudden and shocking technological competency. He's pretty sure most of them are still half convinced that Shun Wei can do pretty much anything. There are two of them, Shun Wei says, sounding rather grim and Hei Pao Shu-like, even without the robes. That's news to Jiayunlan too. But then he supposes in the middle of all the other stuff. He never remembered to ask about that. You should all be careful. They'll be armed. One of the newbies raises his hand, and Jiayunlan is so blaming Xiao Guo for that habit. They're not actually in school anymore. What? Jiayunlan asks with a roll of his eyes. Do they look like, you know, aliens? The newbie asks a bit nervously, looking at Jiayunlan instead of Shen Wei. Xiao Guo glares at Jiayunlan and, wow, he's come so far from the newbie he once was. And what did Jiayunlan do anyway to deserve that glare? Jiayunlan looks at the newbie with disbelief, and then says slowly, You're from the snake tribe. There's no discernible reaction, other than a somewhat confused frown. You're an alien, Jiayunlan adds. Oh, the newbie says. His eyes widen a bit and then he frowns again. But they're not... Jiayunlan sighs and looks at Shen Wei. Shen Wei, any idea what they actually look like? Shen Wei looks faintly embarrassed when he says, No. No one ever really mentioned that. Jiayunlan blinks at that answer. That wasn't what he'd expected. Oh, well, they'll all find out soon enough. Well, how are they armed? Shen Wei seems to think about it for a moment. The ship carries both... He hesitates for a second, and then says slowly, like he might be uncertain of the translation, plasma rifles and some pistols with projectile ammunition. He didn't check what they'd taken with them. But apparently, Shen Wei had thought to check the weapons complement of the ship. Jiayunlan doesn't point out that if he'd mentioned that earlier, they could have checked on their way out. Not that they can't still go back and check, but they've lost more than enough time already and, well... Just assume they have both, Jiayunlan tells everyone. He looks over the whole team and then settles his eyes on Shen Wei. Anything else? No one says anything. Shen Wei nods at him, and in a swirl of dark energy... Hei Pao Shu is standing before him. Right. This is that kind of thing. He ignores the way one of the newbies' eyes boggle at the transformation. It's one thing to know who Shen Wei is. It's another thing to actually see it with your own eyes. Shen Wei opens a portal. It turns out that after all that build-up, the aliens are pretty easy to catch. They seem to be a bit faster and stronger than most Heisingran and, yeah, sure, the weapons are definitely more advanced, but they have nothing on some of the Dsingran the SID has had to deal with. With Shen Wei there, there's never even any real question about how things will go. They leave the newbies behind, before Shen Wei portals them back to the SID. Someone has to get the cars and deal with all of their stuff, and that's what newbies are for. Besides, if things end the way Jiayunlan is afraid they might, it's just better if the newbies aren't there. There are things they don't need to see. It makes Jayonan feel a bit better that the aliens' first resort when they found them had been to attack. They hadn't even tried anything else. Of course, there might be dozens of reasons for that, but still. If they'd just given up and come peacefully right off the bat, Jayonan would feel even worse about what he knows Shen Wei wants to do. What Jayonan is going to let Shen Wei do, depending on how his own talk with the aliens goes. He didn't factor in the language barrier. Jayonan stares at the two aliens. Turns out they look just like everyone else here, and if it hadn't been for the clearly alien guns they'd brandished at them, it would have been hard to prove they were anything unusual. They'd had to resort to some heavier restraints to hold them in place, just in case. Chu Shuzhi might not have been too gentle securing them down into the interrogation room. In retrospect, Jialan should have known better than to leave that task to Chu Shuzhi, even if he had volunteered. Not when Xiao Guo had been a tiny bit hurt. The shot hadn't even grazed him, but it had come close enough that he'd gotten a bit banged up avoiding it. The aliens aren't even looking at him anymore, now that it's become clear that they don't share a language. And why would they, really? It had been stupid of Jayonan to not consider it beforehand. One of the aliens says something under his breath. It makes the other one snort. Jayonan keeps staring at them across the table, like he could somehow will himself to understand them. Jayonan has a solution. He just doesn't want to ask Shen Wei. He doesn't want Shen Wei to have to be in the same room as these two. Not when it's so easy to see how all of this is affecting Shen Wei. Staring at the two is doing nothing, and with a frustrated sigh, Jayonan pushes himself up and walks out of the interrogation room. He looks in into the observation room to make sure that Chu Shuzhi is still there, keeping an eye on them, just in case. Jayonan tilts his head away from the interrogation room toward the common area, and Chu Shuzhi nods at him in response. There really isn't any reason to say anything. If Chu Shuzhi has been watching them, he knows just as well as Jayonan what the problem is. Jayonan turns to walk away, and then hesitates for a second. He thinks about asking Chu Shuzhi if he knows anything about what Shen Wei had told Jayonan. But if he doesn't, Jayonan shakes his head slightly and keeps walking. Maybe it's okay if some things stay in the ancient past, where they belong. Jayonan finds Shen Wei in his office, sitting in one of the armchairs with Da Qing curled in his lap. His hand is resting on Da Qing's back, like he's just forgotten to keep petting him. Xiao Guo is sitting in the other armchair, talking about the newbies and something about their progress, maybe. Jayonan isn't entirely sure. By the look on Shen Wei's face, he's not entirely sure Shen Wei is paying that much attention either, even if he's clearly listening. Xiao Guo probably knows too. Xiao Guo falls silent as he looks up at Jayonan. Jayonan nods at him. Right then he feels ridiculously grateful for having the team. Seeing how they're trying to make Shen Wei feel better, even when they really can't have any idea what's actually wrong. Of course, Jayonan isn't going to actually say that to Xiao Guo or Da Qing. He's pretty sure they know anyway. I need to talk to Shen Wei, he says. Xiao Guo nods and gets up without a word. He makes a gesture toward the cat in Shen Wei's lap that hasn't moved at all. Should I? Xiao Guo asks. Yeah, thanks, Jayonan says, after a small moment of hesitation. Xiao Guo reaches out toward Shen Wei, and Shen Wei blinks and then seems to realize what's being expected of him, and lifts Da Qing off his lap and hands him over. Da Qing doesn't even complain, and yeah, everyone can tell something is off. Come on then, deputy, Xiao Guo mumbles at Da Qing as he hurries out of the room. Silence stretches out into the room, and Jayonan just looks at Shen Wei. Are you okay? Jayonan asks after a while. Shen Wei startles, his eyes lifting up to look at Jayonan. Of course, Jayonan. There's nothing wrong, Shunwei says. He sounds like he thinks it should be true. Jialun walks over to Shunwei and crouches down in front of him. He takes Shunwei's hands in his. You don't have to be okay, you know, Jialun says, looking up at Shunwei. Shunwei swallows and turns his head to the side, so he doesn't quite have to look at Jialun. Ever so slowly, Shunwei nods. Jialun squeezes Shunwei's hands and smiles a bit. Okay, Jialun says and takes a somewhat shaky breath. Because I really don't want to ask you, but I can't actually talk to them. I don't know the language. Shunwei stares at him, like he doesn't quite understand what Jialun is asking, or like he might not quite be seeing Jialun. Damn it. Jialun really, really doesn't want Shunwei anywhere close to those two, when just knowing they're here at all is making Shunwei like this. He lifts Shunwei's hand to his lips and presses a kiss against his knuckles. Shunwei startles a bit, his gaze focusing on Jialun. Jialun gives him a small smile that feels just a bit forced. Shunwei blinks several times, his long lashes sweeping up and down in an elegant arc. Jialun hates himself just a bit for what he has to ask Shunwei. Can you translate for me, so I can talk to them? Jialun asks anyway, slow and clear. The words taste bitter in his mouth. Shunwei stares at him for just a moment, and then he nods. Of course, he says, with that fake smile Jialun thinks he might just hate. It cuts like knives into Jialun's heart, and he really wants to tell Shunwei that he doesn't need to. He wants to tell Shunwei that he'll just figure out something, and it'll be fine. He never needs to get near those two ever again. But Jialun can't really do that now, can he? Because what then? It's not just his own conscience he's trying to appease here either. They really do need to know whether or not there's something else coming their way from, well, out there. They need to know if these two really are a threat. Jialun tries not to think about what might come after that. If they give the wrong answers, or would that be the right answers? He's not too sure he knows anymore. Jialun kisses Shunwei's knuckles again. Thank you, he says before standing up. Shunwei lets Jialun help him up. Their hands tangle together until they reach the door of Jialun's office, and Shunwei pulls his hand away. Jialun wants to tell him that no one in the SID would care if they walk around holding hands. He looks at Shunwei's face, at the stiff, rigid lines of his expression, and doesn't say anything about it. He wonders if this would be easier for Shunwei if he was in the mask and robes. When Shunwei was younger, he'd told Jialun that the mask was there to hide his fear. Jialun reaches out and squeezes Shunwei's arm briefly. For a moment the hard look on Shunwei's face falters as he looks at Jialun. Shunwei wears more than one mask, Jialun knows. Shunwei gathers himself quickly enough, his face going almost blank. Jialun just smiles at him, like his heart isn't aching in his chest. Shunwei repeats Jialun's questions dutifully, or at least Jialun assumes so. It's not like he knows what Shunwei is actually saying. At first, he'd sounded slow and stiff, but the longer he's been talking, the smoother the words flow out of him. It's not quite as easy as that, of course. There's 10,000 years at least of difference between the language Shunwei is speaking and what the two aliens use. Some things get lost in translation, but it's better than nothing. They seem to understand most of what Shunwei is saying. Shunwei apologizes to Jialun for the inaccuracies in his own translation, and Jialun frowns at Shunwei and tries to tell him that it's okay. It's hardly Shunwei's fault that they don't speak quite the same language anymore. It's not that the two want to speak to Jialun exactly, and they seem more interested in Shunwei than him. but Jiayunlan makes it very clear that Shunwei is only there to translate. Jiayunlan offers them any help they can give with getting their spaceship back up and running. He's just curious about where they come from, about how they ended up here. Shunwei's expression doesn't really change at all when he repeats the words, but the way he looks at Jiayunlan... Shunwei knows it's a lie, right? He has to know that. Or at least it could be a lie, depending on how things go. It does eventually get Jiayunlan some information. Even if their technology is inferior, and as is apparently his whole species, they're really not good at diplomacy and rather convinced of their own superiority. Charming people, really. But it's not like Jiayunlan isn't used to dealing with that sort of attitude. It's not going to bother him coming from some aliens. He looks at Shunwei. Well, it depends on the aliens, he supposes. If nothing else, the two of them pretty much confirm that they're here by accident. Their ship broke down and they had to make a landing to make repairs, and this had been the closest planet that might have some of the materials they needed. Jiayunlan is pretty sure that they're telling the truth about that, partly because he thinks they can't really be bothered to lie to someone like him. He doesn't like the way they keep looking at Shunwei, though. He doesn't like it in the least. Okay, I think we're done for now. Just tell them we need to go arrange things and someone will be in to get them out of those restraints. Jiayunlan tells Shunwei. Shunwei frowns at him, and Jiayunlan has no trouble seeing how much Shunwei disagrees with that. We can argue about it once we're not in front of them, Jiayunlan adds, just for Shunwei. It doesn't quite make Shunwei smile, but it does make the frown lessen a bit. Shunwei repeats the words for the two aliens. There's a brief moment, and then Shunwei adds something that Jiayunlan is pretty sure wasn't part of what he said. He still doesn't understand a word of it, but he knows a threat when he hears it. Shunwei's words cut off into a sudden silence, and he walks out of the interrogation room without looking back, leaving Jiayunlan behind. Oh, but he's angry. Jiayunlan didn't think that Shunwei would leave Jiayunlan alone with the aliens, now that Shunwei is here with them. He looks at the aliens for a second. They don't look frightened of whatever Shunwei told them, but some of that superiority that had been practically oozing out of them seems to have vanished. Jiayunlan shrugs at them, like he has no idea what Shunwei is on about, and then just wanders out of the room as well. Shunwei is waiting for him just beyond the door, his back straight and stiff. Jiayunlan settles a hand on one of his shoulders, and he can feel Shunwei's muscles quiver under his touch. Shunwei takes a deep breath, and seems to force himself to relax. Jiayunlan really wants to apologize for asking Shunwei to be in there at all, but he just wordlessly squeezes Shunwei's shoulder instead. Chu Shuji is right over in the observation room, maybe Da Qing and Xiao Guo too, and he doesn't think Shunwei wants them to hear that there might be a problem, even if they might already know. I'll just tell Lao Chu to go release them, Jiayunlan says. He feels Shunwei instantly tense again. I'm sure Lao Chu can keep them in check if he needs to, Jiayunlan adds. They wouldn't hesitate to kill anyone here if it was to their benefit, Shunwei points out. He keeps his voice low, like he might not want anyone to overhear him. I know, Jiayunlan says. He thinks Shunwei had been convinced of that even before they'd seen the aliens themselves. But the talk with them had been illuminating, as far as their general attitude at least. Jiayunlan doesn't really think Shunwei is wrong anymore, even if his information is 10,000 years out of date. Let me just tell Lao Chu, and then I think you and me should go get a breath of fresh air. Shunwei looks sharply at him, but then just nods. Whatever Shunwei wants to say, he doesn't want an audience for it. Shunwei stares up at the blue sky and, yeah, Jiayunlan thinks, talking him into coming outside had been a good idea. Not that Shunwei had agreed to go far away from the SID building. Jiayunlan looks at the doors and sighs. He really had been hoping that they could go somewhere else, but well, this is better than nothing. Let's sit down, he suggests, and doesn't wait for Shen Wei to agree before walking over to a bench. Shen Wei follows after him a moment later. Why? Shen Wei asks, his voice tight and hurt, Jiaolan thinks. The sting in his chest makes Jiaolan's breath feel unsteady. He kind of thought Shen Wei might be angry at him, but this is so much worse. I believe you when you say that we can't let them go back. Jiaolan tilts his head back a bit and looks up at the sky. Out there. He hears a sharp intake of breath and looks at Shen Wei instead. Shen Wei is looking at him and it's not quite disbelief on Shen Wei's face. Not quite relief either. But Jiaolan doesn't know quite what else to call it. Just fuck. Couldn't those particular aliens have found another planet to land on and saved everyone the trouble? Jiaolan rubs a hand down his face and sighs. Tell me about what you read on that ship, Jiaolan says. He needs to know. Needs actual proof. Not just Shen Wei's second-hand stories from his childhood. Not Jiaolan's own intuition from listening to those two talk. And then, will you let me do what needs to be done? Shen Wei asks, his voice tight. Jiaolan hesitates. He knows there isn't much alternative. It still doesn't make it right. I don't know, he answers honestly. But what choice does he have, really? Try to keep them imprisoned? He's not sure Hai Sing would be equipped for that, for more than one reason. And Di Sing, well, he's pretty sure Yet Sun wouldn't be any more willing than Shen Wei to keep them alive. Part of Jiaolan wishes he could just send them there and let Yet Sun remove the problem without Shen Wei needing to take any part in it. We could just make sure their ship doesn't work ever again, Jiaolan suggests half-heartedly. They don't deserve, Shen Wei says sharply, and then abruptly cuts himself off. He takes a slow breath. I'm sorry, Jiaolan. Jiaolan looks at Shen Wei. For all that there's regret in his eyes, he looks implacable. Jiaolan huffs out a dry laugh. Part of him is fucking relieved that Shen Wei would take the whole decision from him. Such a neat, easy way out. Not your fault at all, Jiaolan. Just tell me, Xia Wei, please. None of it really makes Jiaolan feel any better. What Shen Wei has to tell doesn't form a whole picture. The log of a small scout ship won't, of course. But there are enough mentions of some kind of war and the need for resources that it's clear what they're scouting for. The reports they'd sent about the planets they scouted, usually without ever landing, well, those, on the other hand, paint a very clear kind of picture. It's not a very nice one. The reports list the available and useful resources on a given planet. If there's any intelligent population, how useful it would be. How easily eradicated if that was the determined course of action. Hai Sing hadn't had enough useful resources, and the indigenous populace was numerous enough to be too problematic. It hadn't been deemed worth the effort. Shen Wei tells him all of this in a quiet monotone, like he could see the words in front of him even now. Jiaolan remembers the way those two aliens had looked at Shen Wei. Hai Sing might just be worth the effort now, he guesses. They'd have to keep an eye on them forever. He can't ask that of Shen Wei, but maybe... Jiaolan rubs at his eyes. Shen Wei has fallen quiet. His jaw is tense, and is staring out at the people in the street. Shen Wei, Jiaolan says, and doesn't quite know how to continue. He knows he can't stop Shen Wei. Jiaolan takes a breath, and then asks something he isn't sure he should bring up at all. The reason no one ever talked about what they looked like when you were little, it was because they looked like you. Jiaolan hesitates for a moment. He can see the way Shen Wei's hand trembles slightly, pressed against his thigh. Because they were you, right? Shen Wei turns to look at him, and of all things smiles at Jianlan. Yes, but our evolution has diverged quite a bit since, I believe. Yeah, I guess so, Jianlan says. You won't let me stop you, will you? Maybe he's not meant to say that part out loud. It's Di Xing's responsibility, Shen Wei says calmly. He seems more settled now. Like getting all of that out had somehow solidified what Shen Wei sees as his duty. Oh, fuck your duty, Shen Wei! Jianlan yells out loud enough that people turn to look at them. Jianlan grimaces and then just waves them off. The silence between them feels tense, as they wait for people to look away and mind their own business. Jianlan rubs at his eyes tiredly. This is what Shen Wei does. He's judge, jury, and executioner, and Jianlan has never tried to get in the way of that in the past, no matter how he felt about it. But things were supposed to have changed, hadn't they? What if we need more information from them, in the future? Jianlan asks, once the silence between them seems to have stretched out far too long. Jianlan aches to reach out to Shen Wei, to bridge the gap that seems to suddenly be yawning between them. But he can't. Not right now. Jianlan knows the answer before Shen Wei can say anything at all. Why would those aliens have any reason to tell them anything, once it becomes clear that they're not getting away from Hai Xing? Jianlan might not have much stomach for what Shen Wei wants to do to them, but he has even less so for whatever would have to be done to get them to talk. Shen Wei doesn't answer. He just looks at Jianlan with that same determined look in his eyes. Maybe he doesn't have anything more to say. Jianlan grits his teeth. Well, let's see if we can fix that spaceship first. Who knows? We might want it for something. Shen Wei blinks at him, and his expression doesn't soften at all. Jianlan hates all of this. If you think that's best, Shen Wei says mildly, and Jianlan wants to yell at him again, just to break through that fucking facade. They end up calling Lin Jing for, well, spaceship repair. Not all that surprisingly, he's over the moon about it. Shen Wei has to translate again, and Jianlan still hates it. Hates the two aliens right there too, blatantly staring at Shen Wei while he facilitates between them and Lin Jing. It's just the three of them and the aliens, and Jianlan wonders if leaving the rest of the team behind had been a mistake. Shen Wei doesn't touch anything on the spaceship, acting like he has no idea how anything there works. Jianlan wonders whom that pretense is for. He wonders what conclusions the two aliens might have drawn so far, from what they've seen from Shen Wei. There's no way for Jianlan to ask about any of it. I think I could finish the repairs on my own, Lin Jing says, in answer to something Shen Wei had said that Jianlan hadn't quite caught, busy keeping his eye on the two aliens. Not that he thinks they'll have the slightest opportunity to do anything nefarious, with Shen Wei right there, ready for the slightest misstep. Shen Wei looks at Jianlan. Jianlan grits his teeth and looks away. He draws in a breath. Lin Jing, time to take a break, he announces. Lin Jing gives him a bewildered look. Jianlan waves a hand at him dismissively and plasters a grin over his face that makes Lin Jing look even more confused. Yeah, Jianlan isn't usually telling Lin Jing to take breaks. We're going outside, Jianlan tells. The world in general, maybe. He's not really sure. The grin on his face feels more like a grimace. He doesn't quite need to drag Lin Jing outside. Boss, what's going on? We shouldn't get in the way of Hei Baoshu's duty, Jianlan says between clenched teeth. He stares at the spaceship and doesn't look at Lin Jing. There's a moment of quiet from Lin Jing. You mean, Lin Jing says, and doesn't even try to finish the thought. Yeah, Jianlan says. He glances at Lin Jing, and it looks like Lin Jing might want to say more, but he takes one look at Jiayunlan's face and stays quiet. Sometimes, even Lin Jing knows to be careful about explosions. Shen Wei walks out of the spaceship alone. He looks at Lin Jing first and smiles faintly. You can go and finish your work now. Lin Jing opens his mouth and then closes it again. He looks from Shen Wei to Jiayunlan. Sure, I'll just be in there, fixing the spaceship. And just like that, it's just Jiayunlan and Shen Wei, alone. Neither of them says anything for a while. They're alive, Shen Wei says tensely. He looks almost angry about it, and Jiayunlan can't tell if Shen Wei is angry at himself, or at Jiayunlan. Somewhere where they can't do any harm to anyone. Jiayunlan closes his eyes for a second. He feels relieved, and weirdly enough, still guilty. Thank you, he says, looking Shen Wei in the eyes. They might not survive, Shen Wei says levelly, and then waits. Jiayunlan should ask for more information, he should... He nods. And then they're just quiet again. Both of them just standing there, awkwardly. I'm sorry, Shen Wei, Jiayunlan says. I know you don't, Shen Wei starts to say almost at the same time. They look at each other for a moment, and Jiayunlan huffs and smiles a little. Shen Wei's answering smile is faint enough to almost not be there. Jiayunlan takes a step closer and tentatively reaches out for Shen Wei's hand. He feels a rush of relief when Shen Wei doesn't pull away and instead tangles his fingers together with Jiayunlan's. It's not quite okay, Jiayunlan thinks. So, we have a spaceship, Jiayunlan says. It feels awkward. You don't happen to know how to fly one? Shen Wei looks like he might be feeling the awkwardness too. I do, Shen Wei says, and it sounds like he's not quite sure about the words coming out of his mouth. The surprise at Shen Wei's answer is almost enough to sweep away the awkwardness. Really? Jiayunlan asks. He'd just been trying to break the tension. He hadn't really expected, well, that. We lived on a spaceship for a long time, Jiayunlan. Everyone had to learn how things worked, even the children, in case something went wrong, Shen Wei explains quietly. It's the first actual confirmation that Shen Wei was on that spaceship so long ago, that all of this information hasn't just been passed down through generations. Jiayunlan can't even say he's surprised. He thinks about Shen Wei's explanation for a moment. Did you need those two around to get the ship up and going? Jiayunlan asks. Shen Wei looks away from him and doesn't answer. Oh, Shen Wei, Jiayunlan thinks and sort of wants to apologize again. But he's not sorry about the outcome. It's better at least than, well, the other option. Jiayunlan squeezes Shen Wei's hand. Let's go see if Lin Jing needs any help. Shen Wei's smile is faint but real. His grip on Jiayunlan's hand is steady and firm. Jiayunlan smiles back at him. Well, maybe now Jiayunlan will have the time to be excited about the actual spaceship. So, can you teach me how to fly it?